Bust barrels.
Hello, Roz.
Hello.
Did you forget me? Did you forget me?
I'll never forget you.
So what are we doing?
How can I forget you? You haunt me.
I'm going to nag you until I get you on this because I think you need it.
No.
So you might as well just relent now.
We're sitting here talking about it now. We're actually just going to call you. We show up for that thing, okay?
Okay, good. That's a good start.
Really good on Bing, way up at top.
Okay.
Now, when you, first of all, how do we, if we go through HostGator, how do you handle switching our website to WordPress, whatever that is?
So, now, I can't talk technical terms. I'm not one of the techs. I don't know how they program it.
We'll get along just fine.
So what they'll do, they'll build your site, rebuild, in WordPress. I'm sorry, what was that? You blurred out.
Exactly the way it is?
One more time.
Exactly the way it is through WordPress?
Yes. Well, yes. I mean, it's going to look mostly the same as it does now. WordPress's format is going to be a little bit different. Some, margins might be a little bit different, things like that. But
no
otherwise,
that?
Yeah.
No charge.
What?
That.
No charge for that. None whatsoever.
And how exactly do you get into our website then?
So we'll rebuild it in WordPress, and then they just upload that to the server, and it takes the place of what's currently sitting on your website. It's like a file, basically. What's that?
Upload it to HostGator?
We could upload it to HostGator if you want us to do that, or we can put it on our servers, and you don't have to pay the HostGator fee anymore. Whatever their fee is, I don't know. I don't know what they're running monthly these days or year.
They're paid 5 years of HostGator.
5 years. Well, I would say we should probably just put it right back on HostGator then. No problem.
We paid 3 years of HostGator, so we would need to upload to that site.
No worries. It's basically like a file overwrite. So, if you save a file to your computer, and then you do a save as, or
yep.
you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm trying real hard here. I'm not a techie. but it is basically like a file. They just overwrite the existing file with the new file. And two, Russ, as you guys go, as we build your site, you're going to be able to look at it and tell us, I hate this, or I don't like that, or I'd rather this wasn't in there, things like that. We're not just going to throw it up there without you approving of the look and the feel and everything. So
it's still our site. We can get in there and change it ourselves, correct?
Yes, anytime you want to. Yep.
Okay.
So what we'll end up with is not administrative rights. It would be Jim, what's the authorized user?
Right.
Authorized user. There we go. Confirmed. I'd ask a techie.
Down the road, I decide we don't want you guys anymore.
Lock us out of your website.
Yeah,
call us and cancel. Say what?
Well, if we decide we don't want to use you anymore, because you're mean to me or whatever.
Right.
How does that happen? You guys just step off the picture?
And we just stop doing our work. So one of the ongoing things that we do, which is an important piece of it, is we are continually looking at algorithm changes, which apparently happen about 100 times a day. They shift. So we're continually watching the algorithms and continually at the same time making any micro adjustments that need to be made in your metadata, in your back-end programming on your website for Google compliance. So we're always in there updating and making changes so that you don't slide. So if you were to cancel, all you have to do is call us, text us, email us, whatever, let us know, and we stop. And we stop invoicing you. We stop doing updates. You keep your website. You lock us out. And not that we're going to try and get in there anyway. If you don't want us around anymore, it's not like we're going to come in and we don't take your website down. That has never, ever happened. We just don't do it. It's still your website. You still own it. It doesn't matter that we built it. It's still yours.
All right. Apparently, my wife just brought to my attention, we had the domain name for 5 years and then HostGator for a year.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. How much is your HostGator a year?
It was $130, I think.
Okay. Well, and obviously at your option, you can keep HostGator and we can put the website right where it is now with HostGator. Or because you own the domain name, we can put it on our server if you'd like and save you the HostGator fees. And being that you own the domain name, if you were to leave and we're hosting it for you, you just move the hosting somewhere else. We don't blow your site up.
All right. So I think for now we want to leave it on HostGator since we're already paid for it.
No problem. We can do that. And if you change your mind later too, or when it comes renewal time, just let us know. We can switch it over. There's no charge to switch over later either. So it'll always be an option for you if you want it. Okay?
Now, does that
yes.
affect, do you guys have anything to do with the other search engines like Bing and whatever?
Actually, yes. We're a Bing partner too. One of the things that we typically do, now you said you're already coming up on the top on Bing. We typically will do the content creation for you for Bing too. So what I would suggest, if you're already doing well on Bing, when you do your onboarding call with our techs, I would talk to them about, can we make any improvements on Bing for you so that you get more out of it? Or is it good the way it is? And as far as the other search engines, Google is the search engine that we're talking about first page placement in the map, but we also do get you out to directories, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are about 60 different destinations or directories that we get you out to as well. So you really are far and wide, and Bing is one of those that we normally do, and no charge for the content creation and work over on Bing either. It's all included.
Okay, so right now we're coming up like 19th or whatever on Google.
Okay. Now, what's that? What are you searching when you say you come up? Are you searching stump grinding or are you searching company name?
Stump grinding, Troy, Michigan.
Okay, perfect. Let me look at something here.
First, the ad come up, which will always be below the ad.
Yes.
And then it's Google My Business.
Okay. And I'm looking over here, too, to see. There we go. Yep, I see Tree Service of Troy.
Google My Business. Now, would you be able to bump us up on that somehow?
Yeah. So where you're going to appear is right under the ads. So do you see some ads in rectangular boxes across the top? Like D&T Tree Experts or Chuck's Stump Grinding or Stump Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be right under that where it says businesses. Right now it says Tree Service of Troy, Tree Pros, Save a Tree. You're going to be right in that map, right in that section with them. So above the fold. So yeah, that's where we're going. That's where we put you. It's not 19th or 11th. It's the map.
Okay. I just don't know how you can do that.
A lot of know-how. We've been Google Premier partners for 14, it's either 13 or 14 years, I don't remember which. So we've had a really close working relationship with Google. We just know how to do it. Our techs are amazing at getting it done.
All right.
I've seen it happen so many times.
Are you magical?
Honestly, sometimes I do think our texts are magical. I really do. I'll be thinking, man, that's going to be a tough market. How are they going to get them to the first page? How are they going to get them in the map? And I'll look, and bingo, there they are. My client is sitting in the map. So, yeah, sometimes I do think they work magic, for sure.
And how long of a time are you talking?
And what?
How long of a period of time are you talking it's going to start jumping up?
So, you may pop up sooner, but 30 to 45 days is typical for us.
Okay.
So sometime between the end of month one and a smidge into month two. But I've seen it happen faster, though.
You are saying we're going to show up on this first page.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Nick, close to Tree Services of Troy, Tree Pros, and Save a Tree.
Yes. In the map. You'll be a pin on the map. There's a little more room for more businesses in that section than what they display. They don't show their empty slots, so to speak. Usually they have between 3 and 6 businesses listed there. So there's room for you.
All right.
We're going to do this.
You're going to waive the $90, right?
I am. Just because you're such a fuss budget. Kidding. Yeah. No problem. What's that? I know. I'm fine with that. I'm happy to do that for you guys.
I'm retired and old.
But you're still out grinding stumps. You can't be that old. And if you're not retired, you got a business.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, Russ, let me start getting some info from you and let's get you going here. It'll take us probably 10, 15 minutes. I will run through a bunch of info I need to collect from you. Most of it you're just going to know off the top of your head. And then we'll get your payment done. We'll get your onboarding call set. Onboarding, let me see if they have time today first. See what we got cooking. We got a couple openings. So once we get you set up and we've taken your money, we want to do that onboarding call as soon as your schedule allows. That's what really kicks off us getting to work is that phone call with your tech. So if we could do it this afternoon, that'd be great. If not, tomorrow we can do. I wouldn't really want to do it any later than Friday.
I'll do it right now.
Well, they don't have an opening right now, but we can do, let me see here. It would be, we could do 4 o'clock. Oh, wait. You're Eastern time. We could do 4 o'clock.
What time is that our time? 4?
Be 4 o'clock your time. We could do. Yep. They've got an opening there.
Where are you at again?
Well, the company is based out of California. So I work on Pacific time during the day. I'm on Pacific time, but I live in Colorado. I work remotely.
Oh, okay. On Capital, three hours behind us, I think.
Yep, you're exactly right. So
what about it? How many hours are you behind Detroit?
Physically two, but as far as work hours, I'm three.
Okay.
So yeah, it'd be 4 o'clock your 4 o'clock your time today. They do have an opening.
I have to work at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So tomorrow they've got pretty much every hour on the hour starting at 10 your time and going all the way through.
Okay, 10 our time.
Six. What's that?
10 o'clock our time.
Yes.
Let's do it.
You want that one? All right. Let's do it. So I'm going to send you a couple things. Actually, I need to back up just a sec. Because I don't think I even have your email. Okay, let's start with. Russ is obviously short for, is it Russell?
You're good.
Right? I'm so smart. And is it two L's or one L?
Two.
I can never remember. Two L's, and it's two S's is two L's, right? Is it two S's also?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name?
Barrows. Barrows.
Got it. What's your email address, please, Russ?
Which one you want to use, Amy? That's a good question, if I should use the company name or mine.
Up to you. This is actually only for our contact with you, not how customers are going to contact you. So it can be,
let's go with Russell Barrows at Outlook.com.
You got it. Outlook.com. Perfect. So I'm going to send you two emails. Make sure they get through and they don't go to your junk. So the first one, purely informational. It's info on the reporting dashboard that you'll have access to. Let me send that. There it goes. Okay, so there goes that one. And then the second one, I want you to have the exact everything that you're getting along with price and discounts. I want you to have that in writing. So that's going to be the next one. I need to adjust it with your discounts. And waiting your setup fee.
Waive all the fees. I'm on a fixed income.
I can't waive the 149, but I can waive the 99. There we go. All right. So adjusted with your discounts. And that one's on the way, too. And just let me know if they made it, if you would, please.
I'll let you know when we get them.
All right. They should be there soonish. If they're not there in the next minute or two, I would say they probably went into your spam folder. Sometimes that'll happen. And while you do that, I'm going to fill in a couple of the checkboxes I need to fill in.
They went into my junk.
Ah, there it is. That's what I was worried about.
I hate when...
Because it says something about a price. Russ, I don't need your digits yet. Actually, I can't take them yet. But on the credit card that you're going to use, does your middle initial appear at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay, what is that middle initial, please?
It starts with a W.
W, got it. Make sure everything matches. Otherwise, they'll nail me. All right, perfect. Then...
You've got to prevent this from going to junk mail. Do you know how to do that?
If you reply to me, then it'll whitelist me is what it's called.
Okay. So reply to you?
Yep. And you can just say hey or whatever. It doesn't matter. You don't even have to put anything in it. All right. Let's do... And then I am getting... Actually, Rabe just did. I've got your appointment for your onboarding set with your tax. So you're going to get another email. The subject on this one is going to start local / CIE. And I know, goofy internal coding. But when that one comes, it will be a calendar appointment. If you could open it and hit the yes button, that would be fantabulous.
Wait a minute, which one?
The one that starts local / CIE should be the subject line.
You just sent me that? That was one of
yes.
my jump.
The first two, well, so I sent you three total. The first two.
Regional pricing.
Yeah.
Probably not. This one probably, okay, that went into my inbox.
Awesome. So go ahead and if you'd hit yes, that would be great.
Hold on. Hit yes. Blah, 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 blah. Reply for Russell Barrels. Yes, no, maybe.
Ah, if you'd hit yes, please. Thank you.
I don't see that option.
Should be a yes, no, maybe, right?
I see a yes, but I don't see a yes, please. Thank you.
Oh, oh, you're going to be a handful, aren't you? By the way, what is Mrs. Russ's name, Mrs. Barrow's name?
Amy.
Amy. A-M-I. Nice to meet you, Amy.
Nice to meet you, too.
Now I can stop calling you Mrs. Russ. I can start calling him Mr. Amy. What's that?
I don't give a shit.
I didn't figure you would. Oh my gosh. All right, guys. So, company name. I've got White Creek Stump Grinding LLC. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And are you at 474 East Square Lake?
We are.
Beautiful. I assume that's a home address.
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, unless you tell me otherwise, I'm going to, when they do your Google business profile, to not publish your street address. You'll still, Google still knows it, and you'll be a pin in the map in that area, I mean, within a few blocks of your house, but not close enough that some wackadoodle off the internet can come and find you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Bring them
on. Yeah. Are you locked and loaded?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I'm actually a certified firearms instructor. I'm kind of retired from it, but I, you know. What?
What do you carry?
Well, one of two. I've got a Springfield XD 40 caliber, and I've got a little thing, Taurus PT, heck is it?
380?
No, God, not a 380. It's a 40 caliber. We've got so many because we teach. PT740, that's what that one is. It's a little 6+1, but it's easy to carry in the summertime.
All you need is one, unless there's two guys.
I like the way you think. Oh, awesome. All right. So you got me all excited talking about guns. Now I got to figure out where we were at.
I get all excited talking to you anymore.
Oh, my. Oh, my. So I, the rule around our house, if they can't think of a gift for me, the default is guns or ammo or Tannerite. Tannerite's a good one too. Lots of fun with that.
You gotta make some money. I'm poor.
We're going to make you money. No worries about that. All right. So they're asking me what your services are. I've got stump grinding. Are there any other little ancillary services that you offer, or big services that you offer, that we need to place you for?
No, that's all I do.
Okay. Would it be, could I say?
A lot of people actually Google stump removal, thinking it's the same.
And that's what I was going to ask you is, could I put that, giving you the opportunity to say, I'm sorry, I don't pull stumps, but I will grind it for you.
That's what most people think. They don't know the difference. So
right. So I can put that. Good. Okay.
I had a lady call this morning about that.
It is, they're totally two different animals, for sure. But at least...
Those were the two people that I talked to this morning. One was an asshole and the other one was very nice.
It's funny how it works out that way some days, isn't it?
But it'd be funny for him if I run across him again.
I forget. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Do we have a Facebook business page? Yes, we do.
Awesome. Under White Creek Stump Grinding, I would assume.
Correct.
Awesome. Let me go find it. Our techs will want to know because they'll want to link it in. And actually, while I'm there, I'll give you a like to... I'll come up as... My name on the screen is Gail Buskey, but my URL for it is Survival for Chicks. I started out doing women's only concealed carry.
Survival
for chicks. It's Yep. But I'll find you.
Survival for chicks. I like it.
Yeah. I started out doing women only concealed carry, and then so many of their husbands and their significant others wanted training too. Okay, well then I guess we'll be teaching men too.
I wouldn't limit it to women either.
You poor guys were getting discriminated against, weren't you?
They don't know anything anyway. Why cut out half the opportunities?
Exactly. Let me see. I'm actually going to message you.
What? You're going to message me?
Uh-huh.
Do I have Amy leave the room?
What's that?
Should I have Amy leave the room before I open it?
No. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Oh, good. Good. So I'm writing something good for you. There. So I just did, I liked your page, but I also put a post on your page. And then, of course, while I was there, I grabbed the link because my tech is going to want it. That was really why I was supposed to go there. So let me drop that in. There we are. And then make them a note. Associator. There we go. And then two optional things. They're already included in your price. They're included in all of our packages, but they are optional, so I have to ask. One is, do you want that call and click tracking on your website so that you can see how many calls you're getting, where they're coming from? I would ask yes.
I would say yes.
Okay. That's always my advice. And then the next one that's also optional. Oh, I'm going to send you a text. My page will come up with a link on more information on how the call tracking works. So that's on its way to you. Next optional is, it's called the Splash app. You would download it from the Play Store. It would install on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own local to you area code and prefix. And you could, if you wanted to, use that number, no cost, as your business number, thus not having to give up your personal cell phone number. Now, entirely up to you, but being that you guys have been in business for a while, you probably got that number out on your advertising already, I would assume, right?
I use my personal.
Okay. You want to stick with that, or do you want to explore the app that you'd make? That's what I thought. That would be, being that you've been in business for a bit already and have it on your advertising, that's probably better. Okay. Troy, Michigan. Yeah, I grew up in Wisconsin, by the way. We were almost neighbors.
I got lost there one time.
Did you? Oh, my gosh. Did you eat too much cheese that got you confused and you got lost?
No, I just took a ride around Lake Michigan on the old Harley.
I bet that was a beautiful trip. What time of year?
What year?
What time of year? Summer, spring, fall?
Shoot, it was the middle of summer.
Nice. I bet that was a beautiful trip.
Yeah.
Beautiful field trip. And good choice on the ride, too. Definitely. We've always been Harley fans. Now, for us to contact you guys, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Any, or D, all of the above?
Either one.
Okay. Easy enough. And then, what are your hours of operation?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day.
Okay. 7 days?
Yep.
Okay. And then, did you want any type of payment integration on your website? So, if you've got PayPal or the Cash App, or I think Venmo is one of the options, you want to be able to take
Venmo? We do PayPal too?
Yeah.
Oh, we do PayPal too, apparently.
Got it.
But we're
all right.
Big on their cash.
Absolutely.
That in red letters.
So I'm going to put you down then as a yes on the taking payments to your website. And I noted for our tech that it'll be PayPal and Venmo. Blah, blah, blah. And then we do need a Google Business Profile. Yes, it is. Please. Hub address. All right. Get a note in there so the text don't publish your address. Okay, now, so you've got, I'm going to send you a couple more texts. My contact info again, because I need to show in the system that I did that. Bring your setup. And then, of course, if you or Amy would please put me into your phone, I think, you know, Amy might be a little more dependable on that front, I think.
I will. We will do it.
Awesome. And then I'm also sending you our customer service line. That'll be your tag. So you can put them in your phone also. And that's all of those. Let me look here, make sure we got everything. We're looking good. So I'm going to set up your subscription and discount the daylights out of it and waive that setup fee. There we go. Okay. Give it a second to think. Okay. And that was... There we are. I had to get that setup fee taken out of there. Wanted to double check it, make sure it was right. Okay. All right. So now I'm ready for billing. So as it appears on your card, I've got Russell W. Barrows. Does the company name appear on that card also, or just your name?
That's a good question.
I know.
We do have a company one, but no, I think I'm just going to stick with the personal one for now.
You got it. And then phone number attached to the account, 248-561-5681.
Correct.
Perfect. And then we bring it. So the address is the same as your current home address, too?
Correct.
Okay. Oops. Remind me your zip one more time, please, Russ.
48085.
Thank you so much. 48085. And Master Visa and Visa Discover?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
4433.
Okay.
5310.
Got it.
0043.
Got it.
3345.
All right. And expiration, please.
3 of 25.
E25. Okay. And then that three-digit security code.
995.
Somehow that has a nice ring to it. I don't know why. Wow, actually, I know why. I think one of my cards has got the same code. That's weird.
Really?
Doesn't have the same other digits, but it's...
What are the numbers on the front of your card and expiration date?
Yeah, right? No, thank you. I had to give those up when I set my husband up on this plan. So, yeah, I'm already...
Mother's maiden name.
I gave it the office. Oh my gosh, you're a stitch. Amy, how do you handle this like all day?
She loves it.
You kind of have to. Actually, what we say and what we say around our house when somebody is, we say smart ass, of course. But the comeback is it's better than a dumb bunny, and it is any day. I'll take a smart ass over a dumb bunny all day long.
Yeah.
All right. You've got another email on its way to you, actually probably two. The one you want is the one that says local splash initial invoice. That one is a copy of your invoice. And about four sentences in is a click here to accept. Now, that's going to be a duplicate about what I'm about to read to you. So I also have to do a voice verification, and that's a duplicate of what's in writing there. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. Couple things I'll need you to say, like company name and such. And here we go. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
White Creek Stump Grinding.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Russell Barrows, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
I think that's a no.
That is a ish. I'm hoping it's a yes. Basically, if you were to add TikTok, TikTok for business or YouTube or whatever, not some any other social medias or online marketing that you do, just let us know so that we can incorporate it into your Google business profile and on your website. But it doesn't mean you can't use them. Just let us know if you would, please.
Okay. I don't. I'm not into that. It's like watching a bunch of third graders.
I hear you. Me either. Somebody actually told me the other day, though, they are using TikTok. I keep trying to call it TikTok. TikTok for their business, and I don't get it. But to each his own. If it works for them, it works for them. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 31st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $149, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month, and your setup fee has been waived. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $149, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on, I'm going to say the 31st, but of course not every month has 31st, but the 31st of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 30th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, kind sir. I wrapped the gavel. Did that email make it to you?
It did.
Awesome. And did you do the click here and the type your name, and did it take you to a login page?
No.
By any chance?
Which one email was it?
Local Splash Initial Invoice.
I'm doing that now. Local Splash.
Awesome.
So I'm basically just going scrolling to the bottom and clicking e-signing, right?
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Let me just make sure it updated over here.
Here and type your name or phone number.
Is it giving you fits?
That took me to a login.
Good. Then you did it right. So that's actually where you'll log into your dashboard, and they will get you your login credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So
I don't have that now.
Correct. They'll get that to you tomorrow during your call. So just a couple of things. First thing, remember your onboarding call tomorrow. If for some reason you can't make it, it's okay. Just let us know so we can reschedule it as soon as possible. Other thing, once we start listing you on the directories like Yelp and MapQuest and Bing, you may get phone calls from them trying to sell you an upgrade, okay? It may be a $5 a month thing. It may be a $10 a month thing. I don't know what they all are. Do not pay anybody any more money. It's not us calling. It's not us asking you for more money. We're putting you out there on the free listing, which is what you need for your page ranking, but you do not need to upgrade to on any of them. So don't let them tell you you need to. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's that?
Upgrade.
What was that?
Don't upgrade.
Yes, exactly. If you want to upgrade anything, talk to me, and we'll upgrade you to something of real value, not a bump on a Yelp page that honestly doesn't do a whole lot for you. So, yeah, talk to me if you want to do more. Okay?
Actually, Yelp actually brings up some business. It's absolutely no cost.
Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, I do hear a lot that the Yelp listing MapQuest, Bing, Yahoo are probably the biggest ones, but all of the other, whatever, 58 that we send you out to, too, they all help, even though they're lesser-known directories. So, yeah. Well, guys, you are all set. We've got everything in. You're set up. You're ready to go. Congratulations. I'm excited for you guys.
Oh, I'm just pumped.
You sound like it.
Call us at 10 o'clock, or how is that going to work?
Yes, they will call you.
A phone call at 1000 hours.
Yes, sir. You got it.
That's the first, right? Tomorrow's the first.
Yeah. Already it is, yeah. Surprising. I don't know. I just said the other day I'm still looking for April, for God's sake. But here it is, almost September.
Yeah. You'll be looking for April soon enough when you start freezing your ass.
Yeah, that's about right, too. Well, actually, here, that's about when our snow's coming off, though. So, except up in the real high country. Awesome. Well, guys, congratulations and welcome aboard. I'm really glad to have you guys. I'm glad I could help you. And I'll be watching for you on First Page. If you have questions or problems, call me anytime. As you know, they keep me on the phones a lot. So leave me a voicemail and I'll call you back within the hour typically.
Okay.
All right. All right, you guys have a good rest of your day.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.